KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is John Horn of the Los Angeles Times. Hello, John.
Hello, Kim.
So, John, I'd ask you if you're going to rush out and see Hangover 2 this weekend, except I suspect that you, like me, you've already seen Hangover 2.
Not only have I seen Hangover Part 2, I've also seen Kung Fu Panda Part 2 and Tree of Life. I've seen the big movies opening this weekend.
Well, we are looking at a really big Memorial Day weekend, probably a record setter, but definitely Hangover 2 in the lead, looking to set a record.
Well, there's two records that we have to look at. One is the best Memorial Day ever, and that was set in 2007 with the third Pirates of the Caribbean film and the third Shrek film. And we have, obviously, Terrence Malick's experimental Tree of Life is not going to have anything to do with setting the records, but the Hangover Part 2 looks very well poised to break the best opening ever for an R-rated comedy, which is held by Sex and the City in 2008, which grossed $57 million in its weekend. And Kung Fu Panda looks incredibly strong as well. I mean, both these movies arrive at a very critical time for the studios. The year-to-date gross in the theatrical market is off about 13% from a year ago, and equally worrisome, admissions are down about 14% compared to 2010.
And especially among teenagers and young adults, say 14 to 25, even on movies that you might think would be a magnet for them, they are not really turning out in big numbers. And this is a huge concern to the studios. They've been talking to us at The Hollywood Reporter about that. And they're wondering, you know, are tickets too expensive? Is there some kind of digital shift going on? But certainly, if there is a movie that will bring them out, it will be Hangover 2.
The estimates kind of internally among the studios are insane for a movie like this. Some people say it could gross as much as $160 million between Thursday and the end of the day, Memorial Day. The movie grossed $10 million in midnight showings late Wednesday. So it all looks very strong for an opening. But I have real questions about this film's long-term playability. I mean, in some ways, it mirrors the first film. But there are scenes, especially a sequence involving a transgendered prostitute, that I think are really going to push what audiences will accept outside of, you know, big cities. I mean, I think you can get away with jokes about, you know, a baby that's kidnapped. But when you start getting into, well, I'm not going to spoil it, but let's just say when you get into the brothel, I think a lot of moviegoers outside of big cities are going to be offended and may not recommend it to their friends.
I don't know. I think it becomes sort of an event that you have to see. But I think among the records it breaks definitely are, it's the record for the grossest broad release studio film ever, you know. I mean, it's a really raunchy film. And you almost get the feeling that Todd Phillips and his crew sat around saying, what can we do in this scene that will totally gross people out?
And it's a very important movie in the long term for Warner Brothers. I mean, Warner Brothers is a studio that co-financed Hangover with Legendary Pictures. And they're very well known for great franchises like Harry Potter and Batman. But they have never been known as a great studio for comedies or one that can sell comedies. So in some ways, as they're looking to build new franchises, this is critical. And they're not only hoping there's a Hangover 3, they're hoping there's a Hangover 4. And for that movie to exist, this movie, Hangover Part 2, has to play a long time and not just have a great opening weekend.
I predict it will, but we'll wait and see. That's John Horn of the Los Angeles Times. John joins me each Monday at 2:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.